Welcome to Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson, where the Word of God is spoken in truth without reservation, and His wisdom is imparted to the listeners. Today's message is entitled, Lord, Make Me All Over Again, from Jeremiah chapter 18.
The Bible said the word came to Jeremiah, and the word that came to him was from the Lord. And he told Jeremiah, he said, arise and go to the potter's house. There I will cause you to hear my word. Go down to the potter's house. And there I will have here cause you to hear my word. Then I went down to the potter's house. And there he were making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in his hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel. I want to read this translation that I saw him working at his wheel. His hand was shaping a pot out of clay. But he saw that something was wrong with it. So he formed it into another pot. He shaped it into the way that seemed best to him. Did y'all hear that? And I want to use for a thought tonight, Lord, make me all over again. Make me all over again. If you see in my life, God, that I am not fit for you, or I'm not shaped in the way that seemed best to you, then make me all over again. And my reason for that is because I want to make it in. I don't know about y'all. I want to make it in. And here, glory to God, hallelujah, God began to let Jeremiah go down there and look at the potter and said, I just want you to show you something. He said, look at him. Let these people know. Let Israel know, just like that clay is in that potter's hand, they in my hand. Yes. And we better know, glory to God, that we are in God's hand. Come on, I don't know, I don't care what man say, I don't care what man think. We are in God's hand. And I don't know about nobody else, but I don't want nothing in me that is not like God. Yes, yes. Y'all come on, I don't want nothing in me. I don't want no jealousy in me, I don't want no malice in me, I don't want no competition in me, I don't want none of this stuff in me. Y'all come on here, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't want this stuff in me. So whatever y'all want to say, but I do not want this stuff in me. You might not believe it, but glory to God, when Brother Reed got up and he was talking about getting out all this stuff out of the heart, I've been preaching on that. That's exactly what I've been preaching and telling everybody. Because I said, there's a generation that seemeth right in a man, but the end thereof. Y'all come on here now. He said, there's a generation that seen pure in their own eyes has not been washed from their filthiness. All that impurity that's in the heart of God's people. Y'all come on here, glory to God, hallelujah. And it's stuff in the heart, because when folk get mad, they let it come up out of there. The Bible cannot lie. He said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when the mouth says something, the mouth is saying what's in the heart. All it was looking for, a rightful time. A time to say what it wanted to say. It was all the time in the heart. Y'all better come on here. You might can hide from man, but you can't hide from God. Look at your neighbor and touch your neighbor and take your neighbor. You can't hide from God. So you better know, glory to God. Here it is that my God, God began to let Jeremiah see how this potter was at the wheel. And he was making this here clay pot. And all of a sudden, glory to God, hallelujah, that clay pot wasn't right. And then the Bible lets us know, glory to God, it was something wrong with it. But all of a sudden, glory to God, he began to reform it. He began to, glory to God, make it into another pot. And that's what I want God to do. I said, God, if anything in me and ain't like you, then make me into what my God is pleasing unto you. It may not feel good, because I'm sure, glory to God, hallelujah, the clay pot got to be broke. And anything that got to be broke, baby, we don't want God to break us. We better yield. We better humble our own selves. We better humble ourselves at the mighty hands of God. Do y'all hear me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in you. We better humble ourselves at the mighty hands of God. Because some of us, glory to God, hallelujah, all our life we've been fighting rejection. We've been fighting that things didn't work out in our youth life. And because of this, glory to God, and now this stuff is coming up out of you. You better hear me, glory to God. But you better get somewhere and you better get on the altar. And you better cry out to God and tell God, created me a clean heart and renewing me the right spirit. Because my spirit ain't right. You can hide, I can tell you again. You can hide from man, but you can't hide from God. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor you can hide. You can hide from man, but you can't hide from God. Look at what he says, so said.
Was marred in the hand of the potter.
Yes.
So he made it again, another vessel.
He made it again, another vessel. Glory to God. That seemed what?
Good to the potter.
Seemed good to the potter.
To make it.
The potter know what best for us. He knows what best for us. That's why that Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, glory to God, man's heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? If you ain't got no new heart, don't nobody know your heart. But God, come on somebody. You got to have the new heart. When you got the new heart, it's sensitive to God. When you got the new heart, see, I ain't trying to get the approval of man. I'm trying to get the approval of God. What man think about me ain't about nothing. That's what a lot of folk waiting on. They wait no man to validate them, but I ain't looking to man to validate me. I need God to say it's all right. This is what he said in the fifth verse.
Then the word of the
Lord came unto me, saying, oh, house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter? That's what folk better know, all this sneakiness we doing, all this stuff that we doing, glory to God, hallelujah. We better know, just like that potter had that clay in his hand, you better know that God got each one of us in his hand. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God got you in his hand. He got me in his hand. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. And God will straighten us out in due time. What he said.
Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand,
yes,
so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Yes.
At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation?
He said, what is it that I shall speak concerning a nation?
And concerning a kingdom.
And concerning a kingdom.
To pluck up.
To pluck up or to pull down and to destroy it. If the nation against whom I have spoken turn from his evil, yes, I will relent. That word relent means I will reverse what I had planned to do.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, glory to God, and I'm listening to that people talk about God gonna do this for America, and I believe God can do it. But I'm telling you, America got to turn away from her evil. Oh. America got to turn her back on sin. And I'm telling you, glory to God, hallelujah. Preachers are preaching this thing. Folks are standing up in the pulpit. People on TV, people on the radio, everywhere they're preaching this here. They're telling people to come out of sin. They're telling people the wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But you know what people are doing? They're turning the deaf ear to it, just like they did with Jeremiah. Let me tell y'all something. Saints of God, we better turn and make sure we turn and stop hypocriting and playing in the church like we have. Read.
And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation?
He said, what instant I shall speak concerning a nation?
And concerning a kingdom.
And concerning a kingdom. To build and to plant.
If I do evil in my sight.
He said, if I do evil in my sight. If you do evil in my sight.
That it may obey not my voice.
He said, and it don't obey my voice.
Of the good.
He said, I'll repent of the good. In other words, all the good that I had planned to do for you, I will repent of it and will do it. Come on, we'll not do it. Because why? You would not turn from your evil ways. Look at your neighbor, tell your neighbor, turn from your evil way. Turn from your evil way. That's what we got to do, saints of God. It is something going on in the atmosphere. And the devil knows there's something going on. Time is winding up. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus coming back at a church, and he coming back at a church without spot or blemish. He coming back, glory to God, at a church that will resemble him. Clap your hands and give God the praise and the glory. And what he said,
now therefore go to,
Now therefore go to.
Speak to the men of Judah.
Speak to the men of Judah.
And the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Now all of them that live in Jerusalem, saying, thus said the Lord, behold, I'm fashioning a disaster and a devised plan against you. In other words, God said, I got some plans against you. I got some, glory to God, hallelujah, that I got planned for you. Because you will not hearken to my voice. You won't do what I'm telling you to do. Oh, come on, saints of God. Like never before, saints of God. God is crying out for us to create and ask him to create in us a clean heart, renewing us the right spirit, get our hearts right. Oh, come on, somebody. We want to deal with everybody else, but we don't want to deal with our own self. We got to deal with our own self. You heard me say, when I stood up, God, I don't want nothing in me ain't like him. Come on, what he said?
Return ye now, everyone, from his evil ways.
Return now, everyone, from his evil ways. Turn from your evil way. This is what God was saying. And make your way, and you're doing good. Listen here, saints of God. This is exactly what he was saying to them. In other words, if you do this here, he said, I'll reverse what my decision is. Yeah. My decision, glory to God, is to bring judgment upon you. He said, but if you repent, glory to God, I'm going to bring this stuff upon you. Oh, come on, somebody. God is a merciful God. We see that in the book of Jonah. Look at the people in Jonah. Nineveh, glory to God, hallelujah, had a word from the Lord. And he went and told Nineveh. He said, yet 40 days and Nineveh going to be overthrown. Oh, come on, somebody. And I come to tell you, glory to God, they heard the word that came out of Nineveh's mouth. And they believed God. And they started putting to practice. Glory to God, hallelujah. In other words, they started manifesting and putting action behind what they believe. And I want you to know, saints of God, listen here, God didn't destroy them. Nineveh was saved. Well, the same thing for us. If you turn from your evil way, if you stop being wicked, if you stop sinning, if you stop being crooked, if you get all this stuff about us that is not like God, God said, listen here, I reversed the decision I had.
We're so glad that you've joined us for the first episode of this podcast. The episodes that follow will comprise both recent and past messages that have been preached at Miracle Deliverance Temple International Ministries in Bologie, Alabama. This message was originally preached on December 26, 2018. Join us next time for another episode of Nuggets of Wisdom with Pastor Martha Henderson. Thanks so much for listening.